Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can always catch them on an application called SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcast by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, pushed together as one word. Our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. And if you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, if you dial in to 712-775-8972, we would be thrilled to have you join us. And as I said, you'll have to adjust for your time zone, but you can definitely join us and we would be delighted to have you along with us. I'm Susan Mann, welcoming you to the call today. I'm out of Portland, Oregon. I am a teacher by trade, but I've had a huge interest in health and nutrition going back 4 decades because I had grandparents when I was in high school that had really poor health, and I wanted to avoid some of the health pitfalls that they had fallen into. And so I came across the TR90 program about 14 years ago when it first came out. Absolutely, I love it. The R90, which was its immediate predecessor, while it worked great for many people, for me, it didn't do so well. So I was really glad when they put the nutrition, the supplements, and the exercise all together as a complete package, and just absolutely delighted. I had really good results. And the more I study and learn, the more I find out that some of those results were because of how I did the TR90 program as well as what was put into that TR90 program. And I couldn't be happier. So when you're first starting out with that lifestyle change, it is your one lean meal a day, 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. I say best because that was how they originally wrote the program. My personal experience was about 35 to 40% of the time I couldn't take it before my meals, so I took those supplements with my meals. I still had really good results. So that was my personal experience. Your experience may vary, but do know that you can take them with your meals. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables, the closer you get them to how they are in their original state, the more macronutrients, micronutrients, and fiber you get. So for your macronutrients, those are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats that are contained within those fruits and vegetables. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals, which work synergistically for good health. And fiber, which helps in 2 ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness, and the other way it helps is for good digestive health, because it helps your digestive system clear out and really keep you in good shape. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber. Then if you've got all that fiber, you'll want to get up and move, because 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise is part of the program. And that is, all these parts are critical. That moderate to heavy exercise can be whatever you desire it to be. It could be strenuous house cleaning. It could be walking. It could be swimming, ballroom dancing, whatever gets you up and moving. It could be dancing, just dancing around the house. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, 2 15-minute chunks, or 3 10-minute chunks. You can definitely do more, but 30 minutes, 5 days a week is your bottom baseline minimum. And if you're doing all that moving, well, if you're exercising heavily, you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So hydration is the next important thing on our list, and that hydration. For your baseline, 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. Many people don't drink enough fluids to stay hydrated. And so, you know, if you think you're hungry, it's really you're thirsty because dehydration's already kicked in. And if you're working out heavily, as I said, you could lose up to a quart in an hour. So you need to replace that in order to stay well hydrated. So you'll need to start at your baseline and increase it if you're working out heavily. And the last thing in many of my studies I have found has been 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That sets your brain up for making good decisions the next day or two, clears out toxins, repairs muscles and tissues. It just does a multitude of what I like to call system resets while you're sleeping. So it is really important. And with that, I'm always looking for additional information that will help support our TR90 lifestyle. And today, I have more information that's coming out of a book that is called Eat to Live by Joel Furman, medical doctor. And today's topic is diet is the first line of defense. And yesterday, I actually talked a little bit about autoimmune diseases and the anti-headache diet, which if you're getting good quality nutrition, some of those things actually help. I personally was suffering with migraines prior to the TR90 program, and I was starting to get them more frequently. And I realized that about 6 months afterwards, because I was eating all those fresh fruits and vegetables, that my migraines sort of started to not be there anymore. So your diet really is your critical first line of defense. So, jumping into our topic for today, working with patients with autoimmune diseases such as connective tissue disease, myositis, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus is very rewarding. These patients were convinced that they could never get well and are usually eternally grateful to be healthy again and not require medication. I regularly get notes and letters such as these unsolicited comments. After 3 months, I am off of all drugs. I would like to shout to Dr. Furman, did it. 6 months ago, I prayed I would die, and now I am ready to live again. Thank you for saving my life. So those are just some of the comments that he's gotten. He actually referenced the people that actually wrote those comments to him in letters. An aggressive nutritional approach to autoimmune illnesses should always be tried first when the disease is in its infancy. Logically, the more advanced the disease is, the more damage that has been done by the disease and less likely the patient will respond. My experience with inflammatory diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis is that some patients are more dietary sensitive than others, and some patients have very high levels of inflammation that are difficult to curtail with natural therapy. Nevertheless, the majority benefit, and since the conventional drugs used to treat these types of illnesses are so toxic and have so many risky side effects, the dietary method should be tried first. Modern drugs often contribute to the disability and misery of the patients with autoimmune illness and increase cancer risk. Studies show that the long-term outcome is poor after 20 years of taking such medication. A study in the British Journal of Rheumatology showed the major drugs to treat rheumatoid arthritis, such as azathioprine and cyclophosphamide and chloramphenicol and methotrexate, increase the likelihood that the person will die of cancer. Patients who use drugs that suppress the immune system forego some protection that the immune system offers against infection and cancer. These individuals need a superior diet even if they don't stop all the medication. So many of the patients I see, especially the ones who have made recoveries are angry at their former physicians who did not even suggest nutrition before starting them on medication. These individuals are usually so sick of being sick that they will do anything to get well. They don't find the diet restrictive and show enthusiasm and determination to recover their health. It is terrifically exciting to see such patients make recoveries and eliminate the need for medication. Diseases resolve or improve with nutritional excellence, and those other conditions that are also respond exceptionally well to dietary modification include menstrual complaints, irritable bowel syndrome. Researchers testing similar diets to the one I recommend have noted that low-fat vegetarian diet increases sex hormone binding globulin as it reduces estrogen activity. This is not only reduces one's risk of breast cancer, but also significantly reduces the pain and bloating associated with menstruation. I also see a large number of patients with irritable bowel syndrome. Some feel better within 3 days of following this diet, although others take a few weeks or longer to adjust to the comparatively large amount of fiber. Both animal products and flour products are triggers for bowel symptoms in many individuals. British researchers have documented that increased production of methane and other gaseous products representing increased fermentation in the colon from meats, dairy products, and refined grains correlate with bowel complaints. However, there are other mechanisms by which the natural food diet, high in nutrients and fiber, reestablishes normal gut motility and tone. It can take time to undo a lifetime of wrong eating. Most of my patients need 3 months to see improvement. Of course, sometimes diets have to be modified for individual uniqueness. In such cases, working with a knowledgeable physician is helpful. Most chronic illnesses have been earned from a lifetime of inferior nutrition, which eventually results in abnormal function or frequent discomfort. These illnesses are not beyond our control, and they are not primarily genetic. They are not normally consequence of aging. True, we all have our weakest link governed by genetics, but these weak links have never reveal themselves unless our health deteriorates. Sorry, I was trying to get those and my brain wasn't functioning quite there. Superior health flows naturally as a result of superior nutrition. Our predisposition to certain illnesses can remain hidden. Certainly, this method of healing is not for everybody. Some would prefer to eat conventionally and take whatever medication is indicated for their condition. That is their inalienable right. However, it is also the right of the sick and suffering individuals who seek a natural approach to be aware of how effective aggressive nutritional interventions can be. I would like to take these patients down the streets of Manhattan for a ticker tape parade to spread the word. You don't have to be sick. Remember, health is your greatest wealth. And so tomorrow we'll probably be jumping into your plan for substantial weight reduction according to his plan. And as I said, much of it actually dovetails right into the TR90 program with getting those additional fruits and vegetables, plenty of fiber, not extravagant amounts of meat. So with that being said, at the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. This is Susan Mann for February 15th, 2023, signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments you have as soon as I take us off mute. And if you are one of my friends that is shy, you can always send me a text. Just let me know you're part of the TR90 program. My text number is 503-502-4863. And I would be delighted to help you if I possibly could. So there we have it, my friends, how to really get healthy. Make sure you're getting those fruits and vegetables closer to their source. If there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to release this, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Hope you have a great day. Stay safe and warm out there, and get plenty of exercise.